All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate you being here. Hey, share what we do, please, with your friends, with your lists, because this is digital, easy to duplicate. And let me just say this too, okay? We're going to get into some sensitive topics today, a whole smorgasbord of things. Doug and I, and this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report, of course, we're not perfect. But I'll tell you this. I've noticed, and actually I had a friend of mine from Colorado tell me this morning, he'll see us talk about something on the air, and 3 days later, we have imitators in the alternative media. Some are big players like Newsmax. And I've noticed that too. And it's not about ego, but we are bringing you stuff that is credible. We're bringing you stuff that I think you need to know. I will tell you this, though, and Doug and I both feel firmly on this. We're both committed Christians. The answer to our problems is repentance and conversion. But this show and our TV show, the CommonSenseShow.tv, what we do there is we're helping you stay one step ahead of the burning bridge. We are bringing on expert guests. We do help you with in terms of a problem identification with our experts, and we do help you come up with some solutions. And sometimes they're not as readily apparent as others. But we are sincere in what we do. And I hope that you've developed a level of trust in us, because we're going to remain loyal to the end. But unfortunately, because we don't compromise, we'll probably be one of the first venues to be taken down as this communist government continues to expand. So anyway, having said that, let me tell you very quickly that we're going to hit a whole smorgasbord of topics today, and we're going to go rapid fire. So let me get through who our sponsors are. But please keep in mind, we choose these sponsors because of their applicability to you. For example, storable food. This government is moving to take control of food. They're using foreign entities such as China, private entities such as Bill Gates, but they're going to try to garner as much of the food as they can so they can bend you to their will. That's why dictators do this. Every dictator does. So don't give them the opportunity. I don't know how long you have to get storable food, so I would act with all due haste. You can take $200 off your order. There's other specials available, too, if you go to foodwithdave.com, and you will get 25-year shelf life, restaurant-quality food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks for the kids, and 2,000 calories per day. It's a great deal. Folks, if you let the grass grow under your feet, you could be one of those desperate people in the street at a future date. I hope that doesn't happen to anybody. So take proactive action, foodwithdave.com. And if you have the food, you better have the water. And you've heard Doug and I talk a lot about grid down scenarios. I mean, Doug is married to that concept, and I happen to agree with him. And when the grid goes down, where will you get your water? Oh, you'll be able to scavenge it, but how do you know you can drink it? You don't, unless you have good water filtration. And the Alexa Pure Pro water filter is on sale, but they produce a limited amount because this is how they control the cost. So they will sell out. And I will tell you this, they're number one in the industry. We published the research. You can see it for yourself at waterwithdave.com. And we recommend you get more than one, because things get lost, broken, and stolen. So go to waterwithdave.com, get the very best water filtration system there is. So don't let the grass grow under your feet. And we got one more thing for you. Mike Lindell. I respect the heck out of Mike Lindell. He has suffered greatly because he stood up for America. He stood up for election integrity. He stood up for Donald Trump, who got cheated out of an election. And I really respect him for this. But his products are also top of the line. When they contacted us and said, Dave, would you like to sell Mike's products for extra cheap? I said, yeah, well, we'll send you some. I'm sorry, you don't need to. Why? Because my wife has bought them all. Because we believe in what they do. And now they have the pillow 2.0, which keeps temperature constant. You don't have to flip the pillow over in the middle of the night. It's ultra comfortable. But everything they're giving us to sell to you, this is awesome. 50 to 75% off. 50 to 75% off. Go to mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges, mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. Well, welcome to officially the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Doug is going to start us off with what's going on in France. And there's real rebellion going on in France, and there's nonsense J6 kind of rebellion going on in France as well, too. Doug, go ahead. Walk us through this, your rationale for how you see what's going on in France. And by the way, I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Real quick, make sure that you're signed up and subscribed on Rumble for the Doug and Dave Intel Report. That's all one word, Doug and Dave Intel Report. Dave, it's always good to be on with you, brother. So, look, this is what's happening in France. Over the past week or so, or maybe even a little bit longer, France has been in a complete rebellion for numerous different economic reasons. Macron has destroyed this country. Obviously, socialism still doesn't work. Currently, what I see happening in the streets is relatively peaceful protesting. You do have some fires stretched here and there, and there was some fist fights with cops. Hey, man, that's par for the course nowadays with protesting. But what I see now, today, especially with what I'm watching on Twitter, which is it appears to be agent provocateurs that are most likely Antifa that were attacking this McDonald's store. Now, let me tell you why. I have been around Antifa for quite a long time. For 4 years straight, I did multiple deployments to Portland, Oregon, and to other places. And it's funny when I have to say deployments, it reminds me of back when I was in the military doing deployments, but I was probably gone for 6 to 7 months for 2020 just because of Portland. And I grew very, very accustomed to seeing their traits of behavior. Now, someone who knows a little bit about psychology, Dave, you probably understand when I say behavioral traits. You'll also see how these people within a crowd and in a group, they all start to have the same type of mannerisms here and there. They'll gang up upon one area, and then they'll just randomly start attacking something. So that's what Antifa does. And they're also Black Bloc. Black Bloc is a tactic that they actually picked up from Hong Kong, where everybody dresses in the same black attire. That way it's hard for law enforcement to try to figure out a point of identity of who is actually destroying something, through something, who's the provocateur, who they want to do a targeted arrest on. So what I see today is hundreds, if not thousands, of people watching maybe a dozen people attacking this McDonald's. And as I'm watching this, I'm like, you know, I've been watching at least 2 or 3 dozen different videos so far of all this protesting in France. I'm like, this doesn't make sense just yet. What I see and what I think is that you most likely have Antifa embedded agent provocateurs, most likely that came from America. If they are, then they're most likely from Portland. They ship those guys out worldwide. And then you do have a Antifa relevant team that's out there in Sweden and then in London and a couple other places. Now, not to say that they're not in France, but I'm just, hear me out when I say this. I have learned to pick up the traits. And what I see is them grabbing everything possible to destroy windows. This is something common that we saw in Portland. Portland had probably close to, and I want to be realistic when I say this, at least, I don't know, $200 million worth of damage eventually, all totaled together. And we're not even counting the businesses that were drove out from this area in Portland because of Antifa's constant attack. I mean, the Walmart in Portland has now closed down. The Target in Portland has now closed down. So these are also the assaults economically by this subversive group. And these are terrorists. Don't think they're not. They are absolutely terrorists. Your politicians are too cowardly to name them that because most of them donate to them. Here's the other thing. You'll see them doing a very common thing. They have backpacks on. They'll have a balaclava on, so that means they'll have some sort of a facial scarf where the only thing you can see is their eyes, and they will grab every inanimate object possible that can be, if it can be picked up and thrown, it will be picked up and thrown, and they will start attacking infrastructure. They'll start attacking the Windows. That's a big thing for them is Windows, because they know that Windows cost a lot of money, and it's the projection of the violence, because the shattered Windows is something that everybody with a damn camera is going to film. It'll spread like wildfire on the internet, and it's a form of propaganda for them. So I see the same thing happening here in America from my various experiences. I see the same thing happening over there now in France. But why? Because what's happening in France is you had the people went and took to the streets to redress their grievances to a corrupt government, to an idiotic president, and now it's been hijacked, and it doesn't take a lot, Dave. Just like January 6th was hijacked by the FBI, the ATF, the DEA, Pentagon special operations guys from the intel community that were inserted out there, okay? We know for a fact, because now it's coming out in court documents, that the DEA was in there, the ATF was in there, that you had multiple agents of the FBI, and we actually have some of their body cam footage where they were actually provoking the attacks and telling people to charge in and to damage stuff. All right, that's coming out. And the FBI even had a guy, Giglio himself, by lying on the court stand in front of a judge and jury, and it'll only get worse, okay? So Antifa is a real threat. Whenever you have any type of a realistic patriotic group that gets together to redress their grievances, you will start to have a larger amalgamation of people that's going to come in. It's going to garner a lot of attention politically, and that's going to put a lot of pressure politically on your politicians, as it should, right? And that's when I believe, and I think probably you don't disagree and many others don't disagree, that's when you have the leftists will send in their stormtroopers, okay? And then here comes Antifa, and what was once a good thing is now a bad thing, because now you're a violent mob, you started a riot, you're destroying public property, you're destroying private businesses, and now I can get my police force to move in. Now I can move in, I can gas the crowd, I can declare a state of emergency, I can declare martial law, I can declare this area to be a riotous zone, and I can clear everybody out legally. And then if you stand in the way, even if you weren't part of the little Antifa incel that was destroying property, now you can be arrested and charges be applied to you. It's actually kind of smart. You know, when I was doing this on the law enforcement side, when I was doing this in Portland, we didn't have a huge patriotic group of people that would come out and throw bottles at us or Molotov cocktails at us or take slingshots with ball bearings and aim for our throats. We had multiple guys get hit hit in the private region and had to go to the hospital. Actually, my boss got hit twice in one day. Man, he was so pissed. So these types of tactics and events happen. And Antifa, because everyone goes black block, that is probably the worst thing that can happen to a good movement. So here's my advice, Dave. This is my advice to people. If you're going to show up for a protest, don't cover your face anymore. If you're going to show up for a protest, do not cover your face anymore. Do not wear black garb. I mean, I don't care if you wear your Trump hat or your Make France Great Again hat. I don't care what it is that you wear. But don't dress like Antifa, because Antifa's goal is to blend in with you. So it should be a tactic at this point, a training point for people, that when you're in a protest, if people start covering their faces up, you need to start pointing them out, spacing them away from you, and you need to make it known that they are not a part of us. Stop hiding your identities, guys. Your biometrics are everywhere, and you're just at a protest, so who cares? Listen, if you want to really defend your protest from these type of nefarious agents, you have to point them out immediately. If everybody can agree, look, we're not wearing all black, we're not destroying property, we're not throwing anything, and the moment someone's hand gets raised with an object in it and it looks like it's about to be launched, you better detain that guy and give him over to the cops. That's my best advice for you. follow it if you want, but I think we should be protesting in the streets every day at this point. And I don't want to see it fail because of the provocateurs. This is why I keep saying at this point, you know, if you're going to go out and protest, especially against your corrupt governments, like here in America, our corrupt government, don't let the federal agents take advantage of it. Don't let Antifa take advantage of it. Be peaceful, be vociferous, but be smart about what you're doing. And the moment, like what happened with, what's his name? Ray Epps, the moment he started saying we should go into the Capitol, everyone started pointing and saying Fed, 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 and getting his face all over the video. Hey, man, that needs to start happening again, because what happened in January 6th, they're going to do to what's happening in France. And I promise you, when 2024 ramps up, Trump's running again, everybody's going MAGA crazy. We got all these great protests that are going to be happening. We got all these great big gatherings that are going to be happening for Trump's rallies. You are going to have agent provocateurs, and you're going to have other problems. Here's your other problems. Your other problems that you need to watch out for is suspicious behavior. That means bag drops. If you recall what happened in Boston, all right, at the Boston bombing, when you have a suspicious bag, here's a few things, a few protocols from a federal law enforcement for you to understand what not to do. What we observed is that, and I have worked dozens of these cases, where you'll have someone walking by and they will just drop a bag and continue to walk as if that bag meant nothing to them. Okay? Most people carry things that are very valuable to them in a backpack, so why would you drop it and walk off? So if you see that, you need to space everybody away, get everybody away from it. You need to identify where it is. Don't let anybody touch it and inform law enforcement for a few reasons. One, the bag drop could just be simply the dude dropped his bag and walked off. Two, it could be a rehearsal for an actual suspicious package that then turns into an explosive, improvised explosive device. Here's the other thing, is that they can be booby-trapped. We found this out in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we found this out here in America, that there are certain times where they are tamper-resistant. So the moment someone picks it up, it explodes, or you zip it open, it explodes. So have caution when you see these types of things. If you see antennas pointing out of it, wires hanging out of it, some sort of a oozy liquid substance that is coming out of it, consider that a suspicious package. Walk away from it. Address it. Make sure everybody knows. And listen, guys, it doesn't take a lot to cause shrapnel and then a lot of harm. You need to be probably, like, realistically 50 meters to 100 meters away from this bag, because I've seen it before with explosions, how bad shrapnel can really be. Not just the primary explosion, but it's the shrapnel that's caused from it. All right, here's the other thing, and then Dave, I'll let you take over. Is that active shooters are going to be familiar to us again, 2024. Currently, we had an active shooter today in Nashville. There are three children dead, to include the shooter who got into a gunfight with the cops and ended up losing. We also have the active shooter threat. Then you'll also have the vehicle ramming threat. Okay, these three things, improvised explosive devices, active shooters in crowds, and vehicle ramming of crowds, are growing in number. And they will be more familiar to you in 2024 than you've probably ever seen. I believe 2024 may be one of the most dangerous years in the last couple of decades in America. So if you're going to go out and protest, have fun. Make sure you have 360-degree situational awareness. Go in groups. Don't go inebriated. Don't go looking for a fight. Don't go with your gun out. Don't go wearing all your combat gear. Stop looking like those people, because you're gonna gather a lot of bad attention to you. Okay? Go out, redress your grievances, but be smart and be the gray man. Be tactical and be practical, guys. That's all I got, Dave.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. That was a mouthful, and I do agree with you. This is J6 in France. It's their strategy. Infiltrate your opposition so you can discredit them with heinous acts. And I'll tell you, great minds think alike, Doug, because we did not talk about this yesterday. yesterday I went on YouTube and I produced a piece, and I said, whatever patriotic organization you're in, be aware of FBI infiltrators. And I said that they are seeking to discredit all organizations who oppose the government. And it's kind of funny, you and I have arrived at the same conclusion in slightly different ways. So I do agree totally with what you're saying. The other thing that I think is really interesting here, though, is this. In France, the French people are still pissed. Leave the J6 insiders out of it in France for a second. They're upset. And the only reason it hasn't been more violent is because the French don't have guns. If they try this crap here in America, I'm not advocating for this. I just know human nature. There's going to be bodies in the street. There's going to be citizens in the street. There's going to be officials in the street. Unfortunately, the people who will probably be attacked first by mobs will be law enforcement that are put there through decisions not of their own making. And they're simply trying to do a job and keep the peace. And I think that's unfortunate. The one thing that I would encourage people to do is listen to Doug's advice. Do not allow yourself to get drawn into these kinds of movements. Yeah, I want to talk about what's going on at Baylor, but let's save that for later. We may have to do that in another show. But Doug, I don't see this French situation getting any better. I don't care what Antifa does. I don't see this ending.
No, I don't see it ending, and it's actually growing. You know, the Danish farmers, man, have you watched any of those protests lately?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, they know how to protest the right way.
Oh, by the way, you're right about infiltration. The Dutch farmers are saying they're being infiltrated by government operatives.
Yep, absolutely true. I've been following this very close. I just haven't been talking about it too much because I'm trying to watch behavior. You know, and what you want to do when you're watching this type of stuff, you want to start identifying people that are acting out differently than anyone else in the crowd. And there's, you know, a couple things. Either that person's an agent provocateur, they're crazy, there's plenty of crazy people out there, or they've lost their own faculties and they're going to become their own worst enemy. What's happening with the Danish farmers, though, you know, this is the WF's thing. No farms because it's carbon emissions. And it's a white supremacy thing, right, to have a bunch of farms. I've heard all different types of crazy stuff from a country that's like 98% white to say, well, we have too many white people. It's like, shut up. You know,
shut up.
You people are stupid. But look, they had the actual tractors and they were spraying cow manure on the riot police. Now, someone who stood in a riot line many, many, many times, let me tell you what's going to happen. Doug's not going to be on that line for very long. Sorry, guys. I would pull my men back. We're not getting horse crap and cow crap sprayed on us. Pull the guys back. Whatever. You know, let them protest. As long as they're not destroying stuff, we're just going to let them do what they do. You know, here in America, you brought up a good point with guns in the streets, okay? Now, France has plenty of guns, but it's all belonging to the criminals. You don't see the criminals out there complaining, do you? Because they don't care. Crime is going to pay no matter what they do. But in America, I've been to these protests. I've worked them where you have Antifa, the left on one side. They got chains. They got bats. They got knives out. We know that there's firearms in the crowd because we've arrested them with firearms. And then you have the other side. They're all in their tactical gear, and everybody's got hard-knuckle gloves and helmets and football helmets, and you know it looks very comical. And then you see one or two people with a long rifle or a pistol, and then you start going, okay, this is it used to just be a Gangs of New York style brawl that we loved to watch. You know, we would just sit there and watch you beat the hell out of each other until you got tired, and then we'll arrest whoever doesn't get up first. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter to us. Go beat each other up. We don't care. It's mutually assured destruction amongst everybody. But we have had to actually talk in leadership. We've had to talk. What do we do when the left and the right both bring guns, get to that contention point where they're standing on the opposite sides of the lane of the road, and then they start to point rifles at each other. What do we do then? And this is what we decided, at least for my department, while we were out there in Portland, because this was the place this was going down. We weren't going to do anything. We weren't going to get involved. You know why? Because the moment we point our guns at two crowds pointing guns at each other, those two crowds will most likely point their guns at us, and we are always the odd number out. We're always outnumbered. So, you know, if there are crowds of people who want to open season shoot at each other, like from the Revolutionary War time, within 50 feet from each other, have at it. We're backing out. If you shoot at us, we're going to shoot back at you, and I'm fairly certain we're probably more accurate than everybody else because we train all the time. At least my guys did. But we weren't going to get involved. Absolutely not. Because who's going to win a gunfight between three different groups of crowds of people shooting at each other, right? And there was points and times where it appeared this was going to happen and we could not de-escalate it. And here's the thing. Antifa would not stop. They would. They're mad, insane. And I think, honestly, Dave, because it's mainly children and then, you know, grown-ups who are just – they've been losers their entire life and they found something to attach themselves to. The problem is that they wouldn't back down. They were too stupid to know they were in serious trouble because the guys on the right will kill them. They're going to kill them if we don't step in and we don't stop it. But the problem eventually became that we couldn't calm down and de-escalate the guys on the right. Now, 95% of the time, they would listen to us. They would back out. They would de-escalate. They would detach themselves from the protest, and we would have to guard them while they left. And then 100 mini fights would break out because they love to fight each other. But do you remember the day Antifa executed the one guy,
yeah,
the one Trump protester? Okay, yeah. That's just the beginning of what is going to be seen in 2024. I'm making the prediction now. You are 2024. You are most likely going to see at least one legitimate gunfight between Antifa and conservatives. Most likely, you'll see at least one legitimate gunfight. It may not last long. It may not be a lot of people, but you will most likely see at least one or two guys or more shooting at each other at one of these big protests that turns riots. And that goes to how close we are at civil war. Now, France is close to another revolution. It's that time of the season, right, for France to have a revolution. So whatever happens in France, I believe if Macron steps down, if he doesn't, he's a fool. But if Macron steps down, whoever they get involved will make a deal with Vladimir Putin. I promise you, we'll make a deal with Vladimir Putin.
For gas?
Why not?
Yeah, I agree with you. I made this prediction in 2014, and it's not exactly as you're saying, but it's along the same lines. When it was clear to me that Russia supplied much of natural gas to Europe by percentages, and Germany was the most affected. I said, Germany will leave NATO one day. And I said, what are we going to do with those nuclear weapons? What are we going to do for defense? I said, this could be the breakup of NATO. Well, I think I had the right idea, but I think you're correct. I think we have the right country now. It won't be Germany. It's going to be France.
Yeah, it'll be France, and then Germany will follow suit. I'm willing to bet.
Not as long as the leadership in Germany is there. They don't care how many of their people die. Yeah. I mean, they're kind of mocking the fact that they got citizens freezing to death in their winters because they can't get enough to eat their homes.
Stoltenberger will have to be removed. There will be some others of the German parliament that would have to be removed, if not forcefully be removed, if they don't step down. And the Germans would do it too, just like the French would. Both of those groups of people, as different as they are, they're next door neighbors. They would both riot and tear apart their parliaments in order to gain their country back and to save their country from nuclear annihilation or starvation or being froze to death. I firmly believe that. Here's one of my problems is that if this occurs, and don't think that the United States is innocent in this, we are causing the problem in France and in Germany. It's our goal from the WEF and the climate change chaos idiots and what we did, obviously, with Nord Stream pipelines 1 and 2, that we want to bankrupt Europe so that Europe has to rely on Western oil, Western natural gas. And oh, by the way, that props up the U.S. petrol dollar. If we destroy their economy, their pound, then they have to use our petrol dollar to buy the natural gas, to buy the oil. And then that helps prop us up for a little bit longer. And Norway has now joined cahoots with this. And I believe this is part of like almost like a weird NATO alliance, because it's mainly NATO nations that's doing this within the Europe area. And Spain's going to be afflicted from this. Italy's already being massively afflicted from this. And it's going to cause a stumbling block eventually. Eventually, the people are going to say, because you can't hide it anymore, Dave. It's all over the internet. We blew up Nord Stream pipelines 1 and 2. We caused the worst winter you've ever had. We caused your bank accounts to go to zero. We caused your economic downturn that turned into a depression. We caused it. We caused the fact that you can't put food on the table to feed your kids, buy your medication, your job shut down. Oh, by the way, nuclear war is at your front door. America caused it. Can't deny it. So eventually the people will have a people's movement in Russia, or excuse me, in Germany and in France, because those are the two that are actually the closest to Russia with wanting to have all this natural gas and oil. And those two countries will join Russia. They'll either be neutral parties or they're going to actually join the BRICS nations. That's my other prediction, is that they'll join the BRICS nations. They'll completely separate themselves. And that will be part of the big tear that will cause World War III, is whenever we lose Germany and France to the BRICS nations. We've already lost Mexico and a couple other different countries. All right. And, you know, the moment Mexico said they wanted to make the peso strong again and they wanted to join the BRICS nations, who comes out and says we need to start a war? Lindsey Graham. Immediately. Has nothing to do with the cartel. Man, the cartel have been killing people in America since the cartel's been around. And it's going to do that. Unless you have, from the border to Mexico City, you have the entire U.S. military do a phase line walkthrough and kill every enemy combatant, you're going to have cartel problems. So we've never cared about it, obviously. Never cared about it. That's why the border's open, right? But Lindsey Graham wants to start a war in Mexico, not because of the cartel, but because it threatens the petrol dollar. This is just like Iraq. Man, I've been saying this, and I've been saying it for too long. We are doing to ourselves what we did to Iraq. Anyone who comes out, just like Gaddafi, just like Saddam, just like Syria, they say that they want to make the dinar strong and gold-backed and not use petrol dollars. Here comes America. Here comes Saudi Arabia. Here comes Israel. Here comes all of our allies. All right, that's what we do to maintain a social economic order of the world. Russia has challenged it. China has challenged it. They've joined cahoots. And now the BRICS nations are almost 50-50 with the world. 50-50. And the petrol dollar is slipping so bad and so fast that all we do is print more money and print more money. And Americans are stupid enough to not even do anything about it, Dave. They don't even care. You've lost your country and people don't even care, but it's spread and circus, I guess.
Well, I would say this, that they'll care when the effects come to roost on their front porch.
Exactly.
That's when they'll care. And what I've said all along, people like you and many in our audience that are aware of what's going on, we take a systematic progressive approach to meeting these challenges. But the great unwashed, who are ignorant, they're living in the moment. To them, they live for Friday. They have no real visible goals. And that's about half the country, I hate to say. And their IQs are going down precipitously, according to the research, that when they realize how betrayed they are and how screwed their kids are, they will go from 0 to 60 in seconds. They will be the ones in the streets with the guns promoting violence. And there won't be any warm-up period. It'll happen overnight.
Overnight, just like what happened in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is now on high alert following a major chemical spill into the Delaware River. Currently, Philadelphia residents are on high alert. This is coming from Raw News Alert. I love these guys at Raw News Alert.
They do a good job. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, great, great people. And so this is coming from one of their things. Currently, Philadelphia residents are on high alert and urged to use bottled water following a major chemical leak, which is affecting the Philadelphia Water Center. Currently, it's, what do they say? The major chemical leak, which is affecting the Philadelphia water supply, the spill has occurred on Friday, and up to 12,000 gallons of hazardous latex material has been spilt into the Delaware River. One thing after another, and it doesn't stop. Here we go. We have a 70-car train that is derailed in North Dakota, spilling hazardous materials everywhere. I think if people that are on the fence about how dangerous the planet is getting right now does not see the back-to-back, like I want to say staged, but the back-to-back incidents that are occurring in America, if you don't see that and make a connection that bad stuff is happening and you need to get prepared, then you deserve what happens to you. All right? There's a reason why we have been telling people gold, silver, a little bit of cash. Make sure you have appropriate tools. Make sure you have weapons. You know how to use them. Make sure your body is trained up so that if there's ever a moment in time you have to run away from a riotous crowd, you can. Because this time is coming and it's speeding up. All right. 2024, Dave, I predicted this a couple years ago. You know, I've talked about this for a long time off air. That I have said that 2024 is going to be the year that if we don't get into a civil war, I'm going to be shocked, and then it's immediately going to go into World War III. And a lot of that has to do with the petrodollar. And that's why you see a lot of movers and shakers right now. You see all these banks that are closing down. More to come on that. J.P. Dimon, he came out and said that, oh, yeah, probably there's like 30 more banks that are going to close in the next month or so. And I'm just sitting here pulling my hair out. Going, where is Congress? You know, I know everybody goofs and gaffs about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and I do too. But where the hell are these people? Like, you are our only elected representative that can speak for us, that can fix our problems. What are you doing? Well, they are awarding men Women of the Year trophies.
I know. Like Leah Thomas, Penn State swimmer. What a joke that is. The NCAA ought to hang their head in shame for promoting this perversion.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, here's another thing that they're working on, Dave. They're working on coming for the guns. Maxine Waters recently put out a tweet that says, every single gun owner I have talked to has told me, quote, as soon as I walked out of the gun store, I felt a killer growing inside of me. And then she ends it with, when will we acknowledge that there is no such thing as a responsible gun owner? When will we acknowledge that there's no such thing as a responsible politician? You know, I mean, everyone says guns is the problem. No, guns is not the problem. People are the problem. Your politicians are the one pushing guns to Antifa. Your politicians are the ones who created ISIS. ISIS was literally created. By the CIA, just like the Taliban, by the CIA, okay? Just like every other little malicious movement that has happened throughout America, the CIA and the FBI and the DOD's bloody fingerprints are all over it. Dave, from JFK to 9/11 to whatever the next surprise in America's history is going to be, these ominous groups are linked to it. They're tied to it because they always come out a few years later saying, oh, yeah, we had an insider this and we had a guy attached to them here and we were funneling stuff over here to these guys. But, hey, who armed the Mexican drug cartels, Fast and Furious? It was us. It was us. So we, and I, you know, it's as an American veteran, As a military veteran, it's hard to say this at times, but we have become the problem. America has become the problem. If you don't bow down to our way, then we will create a terrorist organization and harass your government, or we will assassinate one of your leaders, or we'll create a rebellion and an uprising, or we will try and to destroy you through our sanctions, which that is a military weapon. A economic sanction is absolutely a military weapon. We will garner so much attention to any atrocity that we most likely manifested in your country that to use that psychological warfare and propaganda to make a civilian uprising to overthrow you, like what happened to Gaddafi. Gaddafi said, and I'm only quoting to an extent what this guy said, okay? I wasn't a supporter of Gaddafi or any of that, but it's not interesting to me. It is interesting to me that he kind of predicted what was going to happen. He said, they're going to give you vaccines. They're going to kill people. And they're going to say that the only way to cure yourself of this illness that they'll create is through our vaccines, and it'll be poison. That man predicted that before they killed him. Hillary Clinton, we came, we saw, he died. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Like, our politicians are literally the bad guys now. Literally. And so many people will go out and they'll wave their American flags that are made in a freaking factory by kids in China, and they'll be completely they'll be completely lucid to the fact that you are being openly steered and guided by a malicious government that literally wants world domination. We're in cahoots with WEF. Nobody can look around right now and tell me that the transgender movement's a good thing. Man, I probably got like 40 different videos now, and it's just growing every day, of grown men in almost nothing gyrating themselves on top of a child. And who's sitting there in the crowd clapping? White people, the majority of America. Most people who probably you sit next to the pew on while you're at church, clapping, throwing money on these little kids as they're sitting there dancing provocatively. Dude, we deserve hellfire at this point. If we don't stop what we're doing, we deserve what happens to us. Now, let me ask you this. Can what's happening in France and the protesting in Germany and the protests from the Danes, can that happen here in America? And we make a difference? What do you think, Dave?
What I think is we have to take a different tack. There's not a physical solution to a spiritual problem. I don't think any of this is going to work. Here's what you and I are in the business of doing this. And I said this morning on my YouTube account. You and I are in the business of helping people stay one step ahead of the burning bridge. And the bridge that will fall will decimate Americans who don't prepare. When we come on here and we talk to you about current events and the need to have food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, and other stuff, and we're telling you here's what's coming, and we tell you here are some solutions, well, the people that will survive are going to be the ones that follow this advice. And the advice is not unique to us. I'm not putting an ego hat on here. But what I'm saying is the answer right now is staying one step ahead of the burning bridge, but you only have so many bridges you can cross till you run out of bridges to get away from the enemy. And so we've got to look for a more permanent solution. And I did another YouTube video this morning where I talked about the Jesus revolution of the 60s and 70s is returning. We're seeing it on college campuses now in the face of communist Chinese, atheism, propaganda, control of the curriculum, degeneration of free speech and other civil liberties. Worshiping Jesus is coming back. Baylor is just the latest one. They just had a 72-hour prayer vigil. And I saw the movie. Highly recommend you see it. The movie with they called The Jesus Revolution. And I got to tell you, it was fantastic. And I'm seeing the same elements appearing today. And I'm not a believer in spiritual coincidences, because this movie was produced long in advance of this movement. And this movement and the movie really had nothing to do with each other, but their timing is incredible. And I think that what people need to look at is this, is that we were once a blessed nation because we started this nation off with many positive attributes. Some, you know, slavery is obviously the big black eye for us all, but the nation started off with relatively good intentions, and they bowed their knee to Jesus Christ. And now we, Obama said it all, we're no longer a Christian nation. And so God has not just lifted his blessing, he's put a judgment upon this country. And I really believe that if we want that judgment removed and restore the blessing, which I think can happen, we have to come and repent and do what we need to do as Christians. And some of that will involve leaving your church. If your church is a 501c3, they worship tax exemption more than they do the Lord. If your church is not organizing protests against abortion and government corruption in your area, then your church is part of the problem. Because faith without works is a waste of time. And a church that does not organize its congregation and educate from the pulpit is a waste of time. They are plants. They probably, most of these big pastors are in the clergy response team, which they means they work for the government. And in times of incarceration and mass roundups, their job will be to try to calm the people and get the people to render under Caesar what is Caesar and do a perverted version of Romans 13. And so my answer to this whole thing is yes, the Common Sense Show and the Doug and Dave Intel Report will continue to help you navigate these obstacles that are being thrown in our way. But at some point in time, folks, we're going to run out of time and we're going to run out of solutions, because there is no permanent solution physical to a spiritual problem. And my advice to everyone is, if you don't know Jesus, you better get to know Jesus. Otherwise, you better get to know your satanic captors even better.
So I want to bring up something, and it's a good point, man. Look, I don't try to rail against churches too much, but many of the churches in America have turned completely apostate. Mm-hmm. And if you have a pastor behind the pulpit that is supporting the woke culture or the homosexual culture or anything like that, all right, you're in an apostate church. You may want to find someplace new to go. Okay.
Home worship would be better.
That's right.
And it's not a church that doesn't serve God.
Look, it's not that the church doesn't want people from the left or even from the homosexual society to not come in to service so that eventually they can be repentant of their sins and then they can be brought under the blood of the Lamb. Okay. Change from their sinful ways. All right. And be born again anew. Okay. We welcome everybody. However, when the church has become the world, you need to leave the church. And I'm going to leave it at that. All right. I want to move on to this next thing. Homeland Security reorganizes, appearing to scrap the last remnants of its ill-fated disinformation governments board. But Dave, I want you to respond to what I'm about to read real quick. The Department of Homeland Security's efforts to present a less Orwellian exterior to the public took a big step forward this week, as it disbanded a key subcommittee linked to the department's ill-fated disinformation's governments board, announced last year and quickly paused amid public outcry. Jen Easterly, head of the DHS's cyber division, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure and Security Agency, or CISA, my little agency used to be under CISA, this week convened the agency's Influential Cybersecurity Advisory Committee, CSAC, which is made up, and get this, Dave, made up of senior executives from organizations like Twitter, Amazon, the Stanford Internet Observatory. The agency also announced an expanded roster, adding 13 new members to CSAC, including the Chief Cybersecurity Officer of General Motors, Kevin Tierney, and Kathy Lanier, the Chief Security Officer of the NFL. The full CSAC roster now contains 34 members. However, amid the addition, CISA, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, also shuffled around responsibilities, making a key change, in particular, its MDM Advisory Subcommittee. So that's the Misinformation, Disinformation, Malinformation Committee has now been scrapped. The subcommittee's leaders, including chairpersons Kate Starbird of the University of Washington Center for Informed Public and Vaya Gotti, a former top Twitter executive who was fired last year when Elon Musk took over the company, were shifted to the other advisory roles. A spokesperson for the agency said that the change appeared in a unpublicized summary of as a December 6th advisory board meeting. The summary provided to Racket states Easterly decided last year that the subcommittee had fulfilled its task and would stand down. Do you think this committee stood down? Do you really think so?
No.
Why would you have 34 senior executives from Fortune 500 companies belonging to the government to try and police speech, more or less becoming the thought crime police, Dave?
The answer is simple. They're fascists. They've married government to business. And this is the model. It goes back to the TPP, Doug, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was done in secret. Congress wasn't even allowed to read the bill. They had to take communist Paul Ryan's view of the bill was up or down because Paul Ryan was the only one allowed to read it. That tells you right there it's a bad deal. I would never – it's like buying a car without ever even driving it or looking at it. But they approved the TPP during the Obama administration. And as we know now, the TPP had a 23-person panel planned that could override every decision made by Congress, the president, or the Supreme Court. When Trump got into office, the first thing he did, he canceled the TPP. So much for Trump being a plant. But I would say that the goal of the globalists is to control America and negate civil liberties by turning it into a corporate structure, fascism.
Fascism. This is the censorship industrial complex that we're talking about. You know, I mean, it's depending on who gets in charge of America, whether Trump or the next Chinese plant, this is your future. Your future is the censorship industrial complex. That means Dave and I are out of a job, right? That means thousands of people with podcasts, with alternative news, thousands of people with a different idea of the way the freedom of speech should be used that is differing to your lovely federal government, you are going to be losing your job. You know, I mean, eventually they'll make it to where Tucker Carlson is committing state crimes for what he says. I mean, hell, isn't that what the Democrats and the Republicans, both leaders, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, said? Should be illegal. He said, Chuck Schumer said it should be illegal for Tucker Carlson to read this. Do you know what illegal means? It means it would be a crime.
Yeah, well, it's illegal to tell the truth. That's what they're saying. We're committing crimes, and when you catch us, we'll make it illegal.
That's
what they're saying.
You're right. You're right. And that's why I think we're in such perilous times, because the Twitter files disclosure and all this other stuff that you great people out there that are doing, exposing all this horrifically ominous behavior from our federal governments, from our supposed elected leaders, they're losing the dialogue. They are losing the train of thought of keeping you subversive and keeping you in a slave mentality. They're scared to death of us waking up, linking hands together and saying, hold on, black versus white versus Hispanic versus Asian versus Catholic versus Baptist. We're not the problems. We're not the enemies. They're the enemy. And the day that we all realize that it's the elite government that is the enemy and everyone who is a pawn and puppet of them, the day we realize that and we start going after them, they've lost the narrative. They're going to have to press the nuclear football button, because these people will not be taken out of power without a fight. They will do whatever it is necessary to maintain authority.
Couldn't agree with you more. They the folly of their thinking is this, though. When we get deposed as a country and we are subjugated and occupied, the communist Chinese have many times told what their intentions are, to commit mass genocide against the American people. And these people somehow think they're going to be exempt. Well, someone should check into the Chinese history of looking at how they view and treat collaborators from the other side. They don't respect treason. They will kill these people. Now, I'm telling you, Mitch McConnell is a marked man by the communist Chinese. Rona McDaniel, the RNC, will be executed by the Chinese if they ever occupy this country. Governor Hobbs of Arizona, she may be doing business with the cartel, which has been implicated in the Brager report. They will do away with her and her family. And that's the way the Chinese do business. I'm not advocating for this. I'm just saying this is the Chinese way. And right now, the plan is to hand the country off to China. And the last three defense ministers of China, dating back to 2003, said genocide against America. We will not co-occupy that continent. And this also means you Canadians are in danger, too. Doug, we're just about out of time. Tell people in 10 seconds how they can follow you.
AmericanVindictusShow.com. Also, American Vindictus Show is on Rumble and on YouTube. And please look me up there and follow me and share the information that we got. And please make sure that you subscribe to thecommonsenseshow.com and .tv. That's where all the great collaborations of videos and interviews are on there. And please help support us. And thank you very much, everyone who listens.
Yeah, take care, everybody. We'll see you back here next time. Remember, we gave you a solution today. It's called JESUS. We'll see you back here next time.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.